Pat Johnston, in your sports, did I hear you say the Lions are favored this week?
The Lions are favored this week, yes.
That's a rarity.
A point and a half.
over who?
The Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Rarity is a good word to use. If I understand correctly, the Lions have not been favored in a football game since 2020?
Yes, 2020. 24 consecutive games. They have played as the underdog. And so now they are the favorites.
Maybe I'll get a new mascot, Underdog.
Yeah. Speed of lightning, roar of the lion. Wow.
Yeah.
So we get that great news. At the same time, you're talking about several key players not practicing.
Not practicing. It is Wednesday, though. I mean, I don't panic about that. There are a lot of
Thursday,
players that do that.
Thursday. Right. Thursday.
No, yesterday was.
Oh,
sorry.
You're talking about yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
The injury report comes out Wednesday, right, but still.
Right. Yeah. So you start to sweat for the Friday practice, and then that's when if the guys aren't practicing by Friday, they're pretty much not playing. But DeAndre Swift, running back, says that it sounds like it was just precautionary. He just wanted the extra day, and maybe they're hoping the same with a couple of their offensive linemen.
Except for Holly Pulavati Vitae.
Just call him Hal.
Out for the season, probably.
Yeah, with
back surgery.
Back surgery, yep. So he's out.
Man.
I know.
I mean, so for like the third consecutive year, we're not going to have what was supposed to be the offensive line intact.
Right. That's right.
You've had injuries.
That's right.
So. And here we are on Thursday. And why am I hearing this morning, going back to the game Sunday, there was a play that apparently the officials blew that they've now apologized for.
Yes.
An intentional grounding that wasn't called.
That wasn't called.
Against the Eagles.
Right.
So what's that accomplished?
Nothing.
They apologize after the fact.
No, you know, nothing.
Once again, proving that the Detroit Lions.
right.
I'll always remember, it was years ago when, Bill Cowher, who's now, of course, with CBS, when he was the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is back in the 90s, the referees got something wrong. And a few days later, somebody from the press said, the league admitted that the referees messed up. It cost the Steelers the game. And somebody asked Bill Cowher, well, can we get a comment from you that the NFL has admitted its mistake? And all he said was, well, I appreciate it. Doesn't help me any, but all right, that's great. Thanks. Nothing we can do now.
Well, I don't understand, and I used to know all the ins and outs and nuances, but if it was a play, an intentional grounding play where it was, I'm assuming the judgment call, but non-reviewable.
Yeah.
Non-reviewable.
Right.
Why?
I don't know why. Make everything reviewable, is what I say.
I mean, if you review other judgment calls, such as where a ball is placed sometimes for a first down or something, they reviewed those.
Yeah.
That's a judgment call.
Right.
Why is this non-reviewable?
Right. Yeah. Such is the life of a lion.
It is. Just encapsulate that there. We're favored, we've got injuries, and we were screwed by the officials in the first game. There's your highs and lows encapsulated right there.
Hope they didn't put a curse on the Lions by giving them the designation of being favored.
Yeah, I know.
What happened in the last time a game the Lions were favored? Do we know?
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
The last time the Lions were favored, what happened?